2020 Democrats React to Transcript, This is the Smoking Gun. By Hannah Blow on September 25, 2019. Several Democrat presidential candidates on Wednesday reacted to the release of the unredacted transcript of President Donald Trump's conversation with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, claiming victory and assessing that the transcript itself is a smoking gun. This is the smoking gun, Julian Castro, D, declared. Donald Trump pressured a foreign government to work with his Justice Department to investigate a political opponent. Congress should cancel recess and begin impeachment proceedings immediately, he added. This transcript itself is a smoking gun, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, echoed. If this is the version of events the president's team thinks is most favorable, he is in very deep jeopardy. We need to see the full whistleblower complaint and the administration needs to follow the law, she continued. Now. They admit it, Trump pressured the Ukrainian president to work with the U.S. Attorney General to investigate a political opponent. He must be impeached, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, declared. This confirms what we already knew, President Trump asked a foreign power to investigate a political rival, Beto O'Rourke, D, wrote. He's unfit for office and needs to be impeached. This is how an incompetent mobster does business, Montana Governor Steve Bullock, D, said. Trump authorized the complete, fully declassified and unredacted transcript of his conversation with Zelensky on Tuesday. You will see it was a very friendly and totally appropriate call. No pressure and, unlike Joe Biden and his son, no quid pro quo. Trump said. This is nothing more than a continuation of the greatest and most destructive witch hunt of all time. The transcript does not provide a smoking gun, as Democrat candidates proclaim. Rather, it shows Trump asking the Ukrainian leader to further look into the 2016 election meddling roots, something Democrats, given their self-described goals of ensuring election security, would be in favor of. Trump said. Biden's son was not mentioned until after the fact. I just want to let you know that's the other thing. There's a lot of talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution and a lot of people want to find out about that, so whatever you can do with the attorney general would be great. Biden went around bragging that he stopped the prosecution, so if you middle dot can look into it, it sounds horrible to me. As the Wall Street Journal's Kimberly Strassel explained,